some sort of entrance exam that would determine whether a child was best suited for what type of vocational or academic education, that sort of entrance exam you feel even then would not be necessary at all?
It's not necessary. It's not a case of we have to reinvent the wheel or somehow, well...
Because basically all that's happened so far...
The minister done away with the 11 plus and they didn't replace it with anything.
You did away with the name.
The majority of our post-primary schools at this minute do not operate any transfer test, any entrance test, or anything such as. They were able to set out a criteria for entrance into their school.
But it's the elephant in the room.
When a child comes into the school, they ask the question, how are you clever? And indeed, our job, as the child progresses, that child may come much more akin to academic education. But there's also, at the ages of 14 and 16, a child who's academically gifted or a young adult who's academically gifted also has the opportunity to follow a pathway of their choosing, which may be vocational.
John, it's the elephant in the room. You've done away with the 11 plus name, but the reality for the parents this weekend is their kids are still sitting a test.
Well, the vast majority of children will not be sitting a test. The vast majority of our post-primary schools won't be. And as I said at the start of the interview, I think the best people to have on the radio and on our TVs debating this issue is the chairs of the boards of governors of the schools who are setting tests. And the question I would suggest, respectively, that will be put to them, why, if your school accepts all grades in them, do you set a test, which we have just heard on the radio this morning, that one child tonight thinks he may be sick, worrying about?
So you're happy then? It's sorted?
I'm not happy it's sorted, but what I'm saying is the challenge, if politicians are quite rightly up to the challenge, I enjoy political debate on the radio, but the challenge also has to go out to the charge of the Board of Governors.
Why do you
set a test when you accept all grades and none?
I put the
position across that it's a clever marketing device because the money follows the pupil, and what they're setting out to parents, etc., is that in some way we teach a different curriculum than the school down the road.
Yeah.
I say they don't. I have the information that backs up they don't. The only legislative difference between a grammar school and a non-grammar school is this: they can charge fees.